May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In one of the accounts of the first Eucharist, Lord's Supper, Jesus didn't just say, this is my body, as often as you eat this, do this in remembrance of me. He said, this is my body given for you. And like the gospel reading that Bracken read about being the servant of all, we were looking last night about this is a feast day today, Peter and Paul, but normally we're wearing green this time of year. It's the color that you wear during ordinary time. An ordinary time lasts from Pentecost all the way to Advent, which is close to December the 1st. And, what we talked about last night, the fact that that's so appropriate. The church, when they came up with the Christian calendar, that celebrates the saving acts of Jesus, the life of Christ that we just walk in rhythm with, is that Pentecost is so that you can do ordinary time supernaturally. There is one thing to move in signs and wonders, and that's good. Pentecost certainly does do that, but most of the time you and I aren't out praying for people who are sick. We spend most of our life doing ordinary stuff, hanging out with people, paying bills, just doing things you have to do. And if your life isn't supernatural there, then you're not really experiencing the power of Pentecost. And when Jesus said that the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon us, again, that word means ability. Literally, it's the word supernatural ability. First and foremost, it's the ability to love. Everything Jesus did, he revealed the love of the Father, the light and the goodness of the Father. And at every Eucharist, we celebrate what love looks like. When we say, this is my body, I give it to you. Because that's at the heart of love. Jesus was saying, this is my body, it's my body, I can do what I want to with it, and I choose to give it to you. And again, John 13, which we looked at some last night, it says, Jesus, known to the Father, had given all things to him. Everything the Father had was his. He got down on his hands and knees with his loincloth, and washed the feet of disciples who were unfaithful to him. He says he loved them to the end, to the uttermost. And it took him knowing that the Father had given all things to him. Jesus was walking in the power of the Spirit to get down and do that, to serve, to give himself away. There's a great scripture. It's this little place in 2 Corinthians 12. And this is Paul speaking to the Corinthians. He's been with them twice. He wants to go a third time, though he didn't get to go a third time. It says in verse 14, he says, here, for this third time, I'm ready to come to you, and I will not be a burden to you. I do not seek what is yours, but I seek you. For children are not responsible to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. And then this verse 15, I will most gladly spend and be spent for your souls, even though loving you the more, I be loved the less. That's remarkable. That's at the heart of Christianity. What we do and what I see happen with a lot of Christians is that if you don't love me back, or some way you do something that I don't perceive as loving, I'm going to stop loving you. Oh, I'll sit back and go, I love them. But love looks like something. Jesus said, this is my body, I give it to you. It looked like something. Paul said, I will most gladly, not reluctantly, not begrudgingly, I will most gladly spend and be spent for your souls. And even though loving you more, you love me back less. Now that's the standard. That's the reflection of the life of Christ. That's supernatural living. I love, again, to have people, if you were here last night, I said, I love when I do these trips, I take teams with me, and I watch somebody pray for us, somebody has cancer, or they're blind or deaf, they get healed. But if later the wife pulls me aside and says, you know, he's just mean to me all the time when people aren't around. Or she's just mean to me all the time, thinking, What kind of Christianity is that? This is where it starts. I could give a hoot whether you can move in signs and wonders. That's just a small part of the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's been released in you so that you can say, I most gladly will spend and be spent. Be spent, used up for your souls. And even though I will love you more and you love me even less, he says, the next verse, but be that as it may. We don't get to make up the rules. We don't get to decide what Christ-likeness looks like. Christ-likeness above everything else looks like love. Spending and being spent and loving more even though we're being loved less. Well, that's threatening, isn't it? Because what's safe is if you're being loved less or you think you're being loved less, just pull back into a safe zone. Let me tell you what. The cross says we don't get safe zones. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So enjoy Eucharist today and reminded every Eucharist, we go, this is my body. It's just Jesus reminding us what love looks like, given to you freely. Amen.